Morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trip Tower. We're here till 5 a.m. And that music you just heard was from the band Trick Shooter Social Club. We've got two members from the band here, Steve Simoncic and Larry Liss. And they were with us. You guys were with us like in August or something.
Yep. Yeah.
It was the last time you guys were here. Welcome back.
Thanks, man.
It's great, great to have you guys. I love your band.
Oh, thank you.
And it's so cool to have you back. We were just catching up a little bit as you guys were coming in here. And you've been pretty busy, huh?
We have. We've been fortunate. We've been staying busy. We played Metro recently, which was a blast.
Was that your first time playing?
Actually, you know, we played there a handful of times.
Yeah.
We come back probably every couple months.
Yeah.
And it's such a great room. And, you know, for us being Chicago guys, it matters to play there, you know?
Yeah, yeah. How long has the band been together?
Probably about 5 years.
Yeah.
Is that about right?
5 years, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who put the band together? How'd you get, who started it?
Really the two of us.
Yeah.
With literally two acoustics in a really bad Lakeview basement apartment.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm starting to remember the stories now. So you guys, how long have you guys known each other?
Oh my gosh.
Wow. 12, 13 years.
Yeah, we probably go 12, 13 years back. We were in a band together previously, and that band ended. We just started, you know, again, just in all the music for Trick Shooter, it kind of boils down to acoustic songs. So we tend to write just acoustics, try to make sure that it's a stable, interesting tune, and then we kind of bring it to the band and expand it.
Yeah.
But in between bands, Larry and I just started writing, and the material started happening, so we decided to put this together about 5 years ago.
Okay. Very, very cool. And Trick Shooter Social Club, now the CD that we're going to hear some music from is from Generator.
Right.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, we're really proud of it. It's, you know, we finished it a couple months back. It's a collection of work we've worked on for a while. And, you know, for us, it was all about just trying to really stay true to sort of the rootsy sort of Americana vibe that we've been sort of building with the album, with the band. Trying to combine storytelling with, you know, with some music that has elements of country and blues and rock.
Yeah, that's sounds all right to me, man. That's right up my alley. Talk a little bit about the other guys that are in the band. Who else is in the band? We're going to give them a shout out.
James McNaughton. He was like the third, you know, guy in the band.
He plays bass, okay.
Yeah, just a big, tall, rock solid, huge sounding bass guy.
And James actually 2 gigs ago actually lifted a foot off the stage and put it back down, and we all kind of stopped. We were like, that's awesome, James. You're dancing, James.
He actually moved on stage.
And I mean, I say that with all love because he's amazing. He's a great musician. He's an awesome dude. But you know, he's a bass player. He's very chill.
Yeah,
and he moved, and we were like, yes, James.
Barrett Harvey, just, you know, an amazing, amazing drummer, and has a scarf collection that is, you know, unparalleled.
He's that guy.
It's a scarf collection.
Yeah.
Was he Steven Tyler? What?
He's the guy in the band who can pull it off, though. I mean,
I gotcha.
Yeah, he's just a joy to play with.
And super musical. Like, Barrett's one of these guys where he's a drummer, but he's really musical. So as we develop and work, he's always got really great ideas and opinions, and he's a great collaborator.
Yeah.
You know, beyond just, you know, banging on the kit.
Yeah, very, very cool.
Chris Bartley, our keyboard player, also awesome. He's just like this insane sort of, you know, animal of a keyboard player. You know, just can kind of play anything immediately in the moment. I just love that. I mean, he's super talented, but he's also so present, and he just brings a whole level of just authenticity. Whatever he does, it just pours out of him.
Yeah.
And we vibe off him a lot live. He's just fun. And then
Adrian Thomas, the bravest woman in rock and roll. First of all, breathtaking voice. I don't even know if that's the right word for it, but I mean, it's just,
she's great.
You hear it and it just, it melts you.
Yeah.
And she's brave enough to get in a room with, you know, like six guys, like, you know.
First rehearsal, I think we mentioned this to you last time. Like, we had come across her at Uncommon Ground. She had played there, and we had played there, and we're like, wow, she's really interesting. So we kind of reached out, and we're like, this is for real. We're not. This is all just about the music, but you want to come down to a rehearsal sometime. So she showed up, and it's like, yeah, you know, five guys in a room, 8x8 room,
right,
middle of summer. And she just came down and just killed it. And so she's been part of the band probably like 2 years, probably more than that. And it's really cool because we do a lot of, you know, dual vocals. So it's like two leads at the same time. And
right.
Kind of bake in harmonies. And I think it's really added a lot to the fabric. And then our final is Beltran Del Campo, our fiddle player.
Our newest guy,
Who's awesome. Just like a great, you know, he's a Berkeley-trained musician, killer fiddle player. He brings a lot to the sound.
Did you find all these people locally here in Chicago?
We did, yeah. You know, we're so blessed with so much talent in this town.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've always really been, the whole point of a social club was for us to always be meeting new musicians and being cool with other bands and just try to have a nucleus but be able to bring people in and out.
You know?
So we have a core, but we also have other people that we jam with.
Yeah, that's the core. I mean, and we bring in, like, pedal steel is a big part of our sound. You know, we've had cello. Which is
very
always
cool.
Adds some depth to it.
So. All right, cool. Well, look, here's the deal. You guys have a gig a week from tonight, the 27th, at the Great House of Blues, and you guys were kind enough to offer discount tickets to my listeners.
Absolutely.
And when we come back, we got a break for the news. When we come back, we'll tell everybody how they can get discounted tickets
awesome.
For the show. And we've got Steve Simoncic and Larry List from Trick Shooter Social Club. There's a link on our Facebook page for all the information. And the news is coming up in 7 seconds. Trick Shooter Social Club is the name of the band, and it's from the album Generator. I believe I like this band a lot. I really do, and I think they're great. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's Friday morning. Fly Jam's Friday coming up, and we're talking now live in studio with Steve Simoncic and Larry Liss of the band Trick Shooter Social Club. Great stuff, guys.
Oh, thanks.
Really,
thanks so much.
Really, really like your stuff. Okay, so you guys are playing a gig at House of Blues, and it's a week from tonight. It's Friday the 27th. The show starts at 7, and you guys are going to go on around 8:15-ish.
Correct.
Yep.
And we got a link on our Facebook page with all the information and everything, and that's facebook.com/NickDShow. Now, it's $15 at the door, $15 for tickets, but you're offering $5 tickets to my listeners.
We are, absolutely. And again, we so appreciate being here, but we wanted to do a special deal for your fans. $5 tickets. Mm-hmm. There's just a number that they text. It's a great night of music. It's four bands that night. We're thrilled to be a part of it, but it'll be a really
Cellar Rats, The Legal Immigrants, Mason's Case, Bury Me in the Lights, and you guys.
Correct. Yeah. Absolutely.
And so in $5. You can see all those bands for $5.
$5. It's a great night of music.
Including these terrific guys here at Trick Shooter Social Club. So just text, hey, I want ticks.
Yep. Exactly.
And it's here's the number, folks. If you want to jot it down, text it in, and you can get $5 tickets. Just say, hey, I would like some tickets. I'm a Nick D fan. 773-490-0080. Okay? 773-490-0080. You can get $5 tickets for five bands, including Trick Shooter Social Club, at a great venue. If you've never been to the House of Blues, it's a great place. So one more time, just text, hey, I want some ticks, 773-490-0080.
Absolutely. And you're right. It's a great night of music. It's a great venue. It's Friday night in Chicago at House of Blues.
Yeah.
And all they do, yeah, text that number, and one of our people from our massive organization will follow up.
right. Your massive organization.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
The home office will follow up.
Your people will get in touch with our people. Yeah. And that's how it's going
to
work.
But,
all right.
But really, I mean, it's we're thrilled to have people come out and just have, you know, support it and be at the show, and we'd love for folks to come out.
And go ahead, man.
No, Steve mentioned this before. It's a really good set of bands. It's put together by a guy, we warmly refer to as Swizzle Steve. He's a guy who really is in touch with the Chicago music scene and is sort of dead set on making this, you know, the scene, you know, grow and prosper. And
yeah.
So he, you know, he keeps putting us, you know, in really good stages and is really, you know, helping out a lot of great bands. And
yeah.
I think that show tonight is really sort of symbolic of,
that's great.
Of all that.
That sounds great. Now, how can people get Generator? Is it available online and all that stuff?
It is. Yeah, we're distributed anywhere you get music. So if you just literally search Generator or Trick Shooter, you'll find us. Amazon, iTunes, kind of wherever you go. And if you come to the show, we'll have actually CDs as an artifact of
the
basics. Right?
Yes.
Wow. CDs.
If we could put it in Rose Records, we would. If anybody remembers Rose
Records. I remember Rose
I
Records.
I just dated myself.
No, it used to be a Rose Records at Belmont, or I'm sorry, at Ashland and School.
All right.
That's the one that, and it was a, and you know what was above? You remember what was above the Rose Records? It was a karate studio.
It
was a karate studio above Rose Records. You go in there and shop, and you could hear people bouncing off the walls and stuff.
That's like the perfect building,
right?
Like,
exactly.
What more do you need?
Yeah. Karate, I don't even know what's in that building now, man.
Karate and cutouts.
Karate, exactly.
That's all you need. That's,
all right, so Steve, let's go back. I mean, we talked about this last time you were here, but you know, for new listeners, how'd you get into music? How did you start and become a musician?
Absolutely, no. Thanks for asking. I grew up in Detroit, in the city. And, you know, Detroit was interesting in those times because you had sort of like, you know, you had the history of the Stooges and the MC5, and then you had sort of that, you know, Bob Seger sort of floating around. So there are lots of interesting music and you know, Detroit sort of supports. It also kills and eats its own, but it supports its own. So you really got inundated with sort of things, you know, that Michigan sound, and it's a very insular thing.
Yeah.
So it was high school, sophomore year of high school, you know, classic, like, me and a couple buddies put a band together and literally played like, you know, three or four high school dances. And then we actually played, it was crazy. We started playing parties. I actually played my parents' friend's kid. We played a wedding, you know.
We're
like 16. we're playing 3 hours of wedding music and we're like a rock band, you know. You learn, you get your chops.
Yeah.
And so you just play shows. And from there it was, you know, in college it was more singer-songwriter stuff, but always doing something, projects. And when I got to Chicago, same thing. There were so many great musicians out here, so I was able to sort of just, you know, be in bands and create projects as
right.
we go. But it's always been a part of my world.
So, and Detroit, you know, I remember last time we were here, we talked Nugent for a while.
Yeah.
Nugent for hours.
Yeah, with Nugent, with his, you know, the flaming arrows, and he came out on an actual buffalo. He rode out on an actual buffalo at House of Blues, by the way.
Yes. In a loincloth.
We need a buffalo.
Yeah, you guys need to ride out on a buffalo.
That's right.
And then I wasn't at that gig. My friend Scott was and said it was amazing. And he had like machine gun turrets on top of the stacks on either side of the stage.
If we get a buffalo, there will be no $5 tickets, I can tell you. You got to pay for the buffalo.
You got to pay for the buffalo. Yeah. But my favorite aspect of that was that he rode out on the buffalo at the beginning of the show. Buffalo goes away, but they bring the buffalo back for the encore. And I'm just like thinking to myself, there's a buffalo backstage.
Where's that buffalo been for the last 90
years? Yeah, just standing backstage at the House of Blues. Right. And there's a buffalo back there and some dude following him with a mop.
Yeah, that would explain some things in the green room, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Larry, how did you get started in music?
It started.
You're from Evanston.
I'm an Evanston boy. It started the right way. You know, I bought Kiss Alive 1, and then you know, and then I was. It followed all the usual suspects. You know, Sabbath, and then I got into high school, and I became a. I got really swallowed up in the house music scene.
Yeah.
So I was a DJ for many years, and then you know, like anybody who gets into really house music, I went right to Metallica. It was
obvious all, choice.
Right, exactly.
Did you have a DJ name?
Yeah, I'm not giving that up.
Come on.
Well, Steve's going to learn something about here. So it's a running joke, but DJ Larry Lair was the DJ name.
That's the next T-shirt, by the way. Next trick shooter T-shirt.
DJ Larry Lair.
Yeah, I was given that name by my DJ mentor.
That's great. Dan, by the way, my great producer, Dan Shagru. You guys are here on a Friday, and we do a thing called Fly Jams Friday. And it's the last part of the show where we play a bunch of R&B songs and talk about funky music and stuff. And he becomes DJ Shagru.
All right.
Way better handle.
Well, his middle name. What's your middle name?
It starts Joseph.
It's Joseph. So that's why it's DJ Shagru. But I like Larry Lair. Do you like Larry Lair?
I do like Larry Lair. And I actually used to live under DJ Georgie Porgy.
That's right.
He was my landlord. So
that's actually one of my favorite details about you, Dan, is that Georgie Porgy was his landlord.
That's pretty awesome.
So after that, you got into Metallica, and then...
Yeah, and then, so I didn't start even, I didn't even pick up a guitar until college, and then, you know, there was a band in the dorm, and I kind of did lights for them, and then, you know, sort of made my way.
Where'd you go to school?
Southern Illinois University, Carbondale.
Right. There you go, Carbondale. Halloween down there, man.
I was there for the last official one, and then everything became illegal after
exactly.
that.
But, that place... Boy, that town was nuts.
Yeah,
man.
I loved it there.
Yeah, I bet you did.
I didn't actually get a degree from there. But I learned a lot of life lessons.
Yeah, exactly. All right, cool. Listen, let's hear a song.
Cool.
This is from the album Generator. And again, you can get it anywhere online. We have a link to you guys in your website on our Facebook page. You can check that out, too. You wanted to play a song called Watch 'Em Run.
Yeah, that'd be great, man.
All right, well, do you want to give us a little background on the song, and then we'll play it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this one, we talked about Barrett earlier. This is kind of, it's got a little, we're big Social Distortion fans.
Yeah.
So we just wanted to do something that was a little up-tempo, a little bit of a, that kind of kicking tune. And our drummer came up, he's like, you know, it'd be really cool to start with a skiffle beat, which is kind of like an old British kind of predecessor beat to rock. So it starts with a skiffle beat and then kind of goes into sort of a rockabilly Social D kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, here it is. And you can pick it up on the album Generator, and it's Trick Shooter Social Club.
Watch 'em run, watch 'em run, watch 'em run. Just to feel it rise off in the sun. Watch 'em run, watch 'em run, watch 'em run.
Great stuff, guys.
Oh, thanks.
Really,
thanks,
really
man.
Great stuff. I love this stuff. Man, you guys are great. You guys are great. The album is called Generator. It's Trick Shooter Social Club. And you guys are, in addition to being really, the songs are really good, you guys are just cool guys. And I like hanging out with you.
Thanks, we love being here.
It's Steve and Larry here from Trick Shooter Social Club. They're playing next Friday, the 27th, at the House of Blues. The show starts at 7. There are 5 bands total. It's $15 at the door. But exclusive for Nick D listeners. You can get $5 tickets to see these guys and some other great bands. And you text, hey, I want some tickets to 773-490-0080 for $5 tickets. 773-490-0080 and say, hey, I want some $5 tickets, and they'll give them to you. Well, their huge staff will take
one of our people. Yeah,
yep.
Probably the home office is my guess, but you never know. You might be talking to a call center. I'm not going to promise anything.
All right, hang on, okay, guys. Yep. We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more with Steve and Larry and hear one more full song from Trick Shooter Social Club. And again, if you want $5 tickets, text I want tickets to 773-490-0080, and they'll get a hold of you and work it all out. Placing a loved one in a nursing home is one of life's most difficult decisions. You deserve only the best care for your loved one in return. Sadly, nursing home negligence is real, and it's a serious problem. Neglect and abuse of the elderly happen every day. The law firm of Conasec and Dillon wants you to know that nursing home negligence can cause serious life-threatening medical conditions like dehydration and malnutrition, fractures, infections, pressure sores, and even death. If you suspect a loved one is a victim of negligence or abuse in a nursing home, call Conasec and Dillon. The law firm of Conasec and Dillon will advise and help your family through the painful ordeal of injuries or death caused by nursing home negligence. Conasec and Dillon understands that entrusting a loved one to a nursing home is one of life's most difficult decisions, so protect your loved ones. Call Conasec and Dillon at 630-262-9655. Consultations are always free. Call Conasec and Dillon at 630-262-9655.
Tonight.
Time runs off the clock, and the Blackhawks beat the Bruins here tonight in Boston.
Kick off the weekend in Boston as the Blackhawks take on the Bruins. Jets are out to early pregame at 5:30. John and Troy with the puck drop at 6 on Blackhawks Radio 720 WGN.
Do you suffer with chronic sinus infections? Symptoms may include facial pain, pressure above your eyes, below your eyes, sinus headaches. You might feel tired all the time. If this is you, you may also have heard of the Smart Sinus procedure, available only at Smart Sinus. It's a minimally invasive procedure done in the office to rid you of your chronic sinus infections. Imagine no more pressure, no more pain, no more chronic sinus infections. How? The Smart Sinus procedure. The most frequently heard comment from patients who've had the Smart Sinus procedure is they wish they had had it sooner. You don't have to live with the chronic sinus infections, the pressure, or the pain. Set an appointment with Smart Sinus and find out if the Smart Sinus procedure is right for you. Call 847-213-9797. 847-213-9797. That's 847-213-9797. 9797.
You're late for work and still have to drop off the kids at school. You jump in your car, hit the garage door remote, and nothing happens. Now what?
Green Tea Services. Service to a
green tea.
Hi, it's Tonya Khoury for my family business, Green Tea Services. Right now, we have a garage door maintenance special. Our trained technicians come out and adjust the springs, check the cables, inspect the rollers, tighten hinges, and give your door and opener a complete lubrication, all for just $47.
Service to a
green tea.
This time of year, garage doors tend to fail. Don't get stuck in or out of your garage. Call for our $47 garage door maintenance special. Call Green Tea now for details. 800-5-GREEN-TEA.
Green Tea Services. Service to a
green tea.
800-5-GREEN-TEA.
800-5-GREEN-TEA or greenteaservices.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. Yeah. This is Trick Shooter Social Club. The album is Generator, and these guys are great. And I'm really happy to have Stephen Larry in the studio once again. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
Again, they're playing at the House of Blues with four other bands, and it's a big night of great music. And it's next Friday, the 27th, House of Blues, and the show starts at 7. You guys will go on around 8:15 ish.
Correct.
$15 for the tickets. But if you text as a Nick D fan and say, "Hey, I want some tickets to 773-490-0080, you can get $5 tickets. So welcome back. You know, I'm going to re-ask the standard question. You already said Kiss Alive. But I always have to ask the standard questions. You guys were here not too long. It was like August, but I'm going to ask you again. Steve, what's the first album you ever bought?
It was probably the Clash Combat Rock.
Combat Rock.
Yeah.
Great record.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And yours was Kiss Alive?
Kiss Alive, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Kiss Alive, man. I remember when Kiss Alive 2 came out, too. Everybody was going nuts.
Yep.
So, all right.
What was yours, if I don't mind
me asking? Black Sabbath Paranoid.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the first one.
Yep.
Excellent choice.
I bought it at the Record Roost, which is now a Subway sandwich shop on Lincoln Avenue at Ashland in Belmont.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mine was at Record City, if you remember that.
Oh, of course, man. Record City. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, first concert.
It was actually Springsteen. It was the big Born in the USA.
Born in the USA, so 84 tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
okay.
It was great. That summer, it was funny. It was he came through and so did Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
I saw them both and it literally covered the complete continuum of all of rock and roll. It was like, I think I learned everything I really needed to know in those two shows.
Yeah.
Like, there it is.
It was 84. Summer of 84 was Michael Jackson carrying over Thriller,
yep.
Continued because he was toured with his brothers. It was Madonna, Prince, and Springsteen. And the damn Ghostbusters song. That was the entire year.
Right, totally.
Larry, what's your first show?
Peter Gabriel, the first leg of the SO tour.
Would you see him at Rosemont?
Yeah,
I was there.
Oh yeah,
it was amazing.
Yeah, it was
amazing.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah. He that guy live. Incredible.
Unbelievable.
Incredible. All right, we're going to hear one more song before we let you guys get out of here.
Awesome.
The song is called Jericho. Do you want to say anything about it?
Correct. Yeah, it's interesting. We hope, through the music, we try to tell stories a little bit. So sort of the protagonist in this is a woman sort of who's just sort of at the end of a rope, and she decides to take things in her own hands. So this is really us, doing a little storytelling.
All right.
I all started with a riff that Larry showed at a rehearsal.
All right. So that's how it started. All good music starts with a riff.
Exactly.
All right. So here's Jericho, and this is Trick Shooter Social Club on WWE.
somebody that's in front of me. The situation's gone from comical to critical, and Molly's looking for some company.
You guys are great, man.
Oh, thanks,
I just
man.
I love your music so much. Trick Shooter Social Club, the band, the album is called Generator. You can get it everywhere you can buy CDs online, get music downloaded. They've got a website, which is hooked up on our Facebook page. And a week from tonight, you guys are playing the House of Blues, and you're offering $5 tickets to my listeners. Text I Want Some Ticks to 773-490-0080, 773-490-0080, and you can get $5 tickets for five bands, including these great guys. Steve, Larry, a pleasure, man.
Thanks, man. Guys, always great talking to you.
It's a blast. I love you guys. Thanks for coming down.
Thank you.
All right, we got to take a break. We got the news coming up in about 6 seconds.